This is episode number 2193 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 14th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jillian Anderson recalled meeting former President Bill Clinton, William Clinton, back on his campaign trail in 1992 during a chat on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Tuesday evening.
Now, let me do the math, because Jillian Anderson's got to be 20 years younger or more than Bill Clinton.
Just like he likes him.
Just like he liked him in 92, dude.
Oh, yeah. She was attending a luncheon with Clinton 30 years ago and remembered being so awestruck by him.
Sure.
Well, I mean,
he's a charismatic guy.
Yeah.
And he was always very cordial with folk.
Oh, yeah.
Big smile. I could see where you could be taken. And plus, just a big personality, big guy.
Of course you'd be awestruck. I mean, I think if I was around a president...
Well, he wasn't a president then, obviously, but he was running for president.
Yeah.
This is the guy that played saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. So, I mean, he was connecting with people. I'll give him that. Yeah.
So he shakes your hand, and then he grabs your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, he holds your arm further up, she said. It was a slightly intimate little thing, and he makes eye contact.
Yeah.
And he moves on to the next person.
Yeah.
And then he looks back at you.
See, I'm envisioning him doing that with Monica Lewinsky. In that footage, and that's not a joke, in the footage where she's got the beanie on or whatever, and then he does that. He grabs her arm, and then he looks at her, eye contact. She smiles. He looks back
but
at
like
the
she said,
person
though,
before, and then he moves on down the line.
He said it was a thing he did to everyone.
He did it to everybody. Yeah.
Every single person.
But, of course, with... as we know now, Monica Lewinsky was a wink-wink thing. They already kind of knew each other before.
I think certain people, I mean, certain women would react to it. Because, like she said...
Yeah?
And I think he would be able to pick up on who's reacting.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding?
You know, so,
yeah.
Because she said, sure. I went home and I thought, because this was in the... She said this is in the days before of answer machines. Or she said this is in the days of answer machines.
Yeah.
She said, I literally thought that I was going to go home to a message from him. She goes, I did. It was that real.
I wonder if she gave him like a card or wrote her number on his hand. He wasn't president yet. He couldn't get her information from the IRS. Not like Michael Douglas does in the movie.
American president.
Which I happen to love that movie.
That's a great movie. I love that
movie. You can quote that all day long. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We should do that next President's Day, by the way. I don't want to belittle this, but American President is a great movie.
It is a fantastic movie.
The forerunner to The West Wing, which was a great series, all written by Aaron Sorkin, who can shove 3 minutes of dialogue into 60 seconds, and you understand it. I mean, he's like the most verbose screenwriter there is.
And the speech at the end, everyone...
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in America should be required to see that speech.
Especially now.
Shut up and listen to it.
Exactly. Shut up and listen.
And then just shut up. So then meanwhile, it's
so
just
no message. No message from Bill.
No message from Bill. And Jillian right now, she's going to be starring as Eleanor Roosevelt as the First Lady. In what's called The First Lady. Which debuts on Netflix on Sunday.
I want to see that.
That'd be great.
I don't even know. One, I like Jillian Anderson. Uh-huh. I totally love her. I mean, she was great in X-Files. Love that. And I could see her playing Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look at all like her, but I could see the attitude for sure. How cool is that?
Oh, the drama.
The drama?
Oh,
my
goodness.
You got drama going on? What's going on?
Man, in Hollywood.
Shoo.
Mayim Bialik is an outfit repeat offender.
Oh, no.
I repeat.
No. An outfit repeat offender.
Fans of Jeopardy called her out.
Yeah.
For wearing the same burnt orange blazer on two different episodes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not like
Becky.
Alex Trebek or Ken Jennings haven't worn the same suit twice.
But suits aren't as noticeable.
I guess you're right.
I mean, how can you really tell someone's suit?
Well, you
especially
can.
On
you
TV.
Tell, like, their tie.
Yeah, but do you always notice it? One of my burnt orange, right? Burnt orange.
Well,
sienna.
That's one of those colors.
Or burnt orange.
You would notice on that. Yeah.
The story is, I've worn everything more than once.
Well, sure.
But if you wear a burnt sienna cardigan blazer, you're going to wear it again. That's right. There's a budget, people, on Jeopardy. And she said, I grew up with one bathroom until I was 15, and my brother was 19.
You know, they were budget. Poor. Yeah, they were poor.
Yeah.
Her story is, actually, she's the reason that her family ever succeeded, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't not successful, but I mean, in terms of,
Yeah, yeah.
Her fame at the age of 11 pretty much kind of put them on the map. It wasn't like she was making a ton of money as a teenager, but she made a little bit of money. Yeah.
Well, at least until she was 15, they had one bathroom. So it must have taken until then to kind of help out.
About the time she got the job on Blossom, I think they moved.
She said, we budget, we're going to wear it again, and I'll wear it again.
I think she's a budgeter from way back.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, and this is interesting that we make this double standard about women's fashion, okay? And it's business attire. She doesn't wear, you know, Juicy Couture on Jeopardy.
She's that's
dressed
Vanna
in a kind of a...
On a different show.
right. Yeah, Vanna White wears these gowns. I'm sure she's never worn the same gown because people would notice.
Now, even something as simple as straightening her hair is big enough change to warrant an onslaught of opinions as her hairstylist changes her from curls on Call Me Cat to straight, and Mayim claims, fine, I look like a different kind of librarian. Great.
Well, I was going to say that. Probably one of the most sensible people there is in Hollywood, I would think.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, she's crazy about her kids and family comes first and all this other stuff, so... good for her. Good for Mayim. And she's here to stay on Jeopardy, by God. I really think people really prefer her on Jeopardy. And good for her. So.
But, you know, fans be crazy sometimes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, if she starts going all Pat Sajak on contestants, I think fans will probably be crazy.
Well, I don't think that might happen.
They're going crazy on Pat Sajak these days.
But, you know, when someone, it's a difference of how they style their hair.
Right. Know what? Speaking of hair, Pat Sajak hasn't changed that hairstyle since 1982. I'm just saying right there. All right.
Well, he can't because fans will go ballistic.
I know, right? More Who Cares tomorrow. Thank you, Halle Berry. Just thank you. Have a good day, Ad.
Yes, Halle. Thank you for being you. Now come help me. That's all the news that you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.